It's Peter Trenum, and it's time for the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. And I invite you to sit back with that cup of tea or coffee and enjoy a program of great gospel music.
House no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor, ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, I'm getting ready to meet the saints.
Well, this old house wants to be my children, this old house wants to be my wife, this old house was home and comfort as we fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter, this old house heard many shouts, but now trembles in the darkness when the light that walks about.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles, ain't got time to fix the floor, ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, I'm getting ready to meet the same.
He don't know I'm gonna leave, else he'd wake up by the fireplace and he'd howl and moan and grieve. But my hunting days are over, ain't gonna hunt the coon no more. Gable just brought in my chariot, oh, when the wind blew down the door.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingle, ain't got time to fix the floor, ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, I'm getting ready to meet the
The original and great Statler Brothers with Stuart Hamlin's This Old House. And the boys recorded it back on December the 2nd, 1965. And that's the version from their very first album, Flowers on the Wall. They put 61 songs on the Billboard charts with 31 top 10 and 4 number ones. Do You Know You Are My Sunshine, Elizabeth, My Only Love, and Too Much on My Heart. Prior to the emergence of the Oak Ridge Boys and Alabama, the Statler Brothers simply owned every award for a country vocal group. Due to illness, Lou DeWitt left the Statlers in 1982, and DeWitt was the one who asked Jimmy Fortune to step into his shoes for his replacement tenor vocals. In 2002, they had more family members and personal friends showing up at their concerts than fans. So they knew it was time to call it quits. Jimmy Fortune went on to a solo career and at 68 is recording great music. And friends, welcome to the Gospel Trail, this being the third program of 2024. I've 7 new songs on today's program and a new artist to introduce and tell you about. One of those new songs is Mercy Walked In by Julie Johnston from Renfrew, Ontario. Then it's Nobody Answered Me by Charlie Pride from his 2006 gospel CD, Pride and Joy, a gospel music collection. Actually, it's the first time for both of these songs.
The judge turned my way. Looks like you're guilty. Now what do you say?
I spoke up, Your Honor.
I have no defense. Oh, that's when mercy walked in. Mercy walked in and pleaded my case, called to the stand God's saving grace. The blood was presented that covered my sin. Forgiven when mercy walked in.
I called answer. Well, I searched everywhere, but no one could I see. Then I knocked on the door, like I oft had before. But nobody answered, nobody answered me. Nobody answered me.
Albert E. Brumley wrote Nobody Answered Me, and of course that was none other than one of country's greatest, Charlie Pride. Mercy Walked In is a Stuart Hine song performed by Julie Johnston from Renfrew, Ontario. The Old Rugged Cross is the greatest hymn ever written about the cross. 26-year-old Naomi Bristow from Beaton, Ontario has this one, and it's from her CD, Blessed Trails, featuring special guest Vince Gill. Listen for Vince's great harmony vocals on this one. Following Julie Johnston, it's new artist T.J. Christian from Nashville, born in Kentucky. At age 11, his parents moved to Columbus, Ohio, for better jobs that provided a better way of life. T.J. started his musical career there before making Nashville his permanent home. And back in the day, he worked with Jimmy Martin. He toured our area in 2015 with Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. T.J. performed country and Doyle bluegrass. T.J. and Doyle Lawson took turns driving their tour bus, and he tells me that Doyle retired in 2021. In the 1980s, T.J. put his own musical interests on hold to form Universal Sound Records to make an outlet for many of the older artists cast aside by the new so-called country music movement at that time. He toured with Roy Orbison, Buck Owens, George Jones, Ray Price, Conway Twitty, Roy Acuff, Ferlin Husky, Jimmy Martin, Lefty Frizzell, Johnny Paycheck, and Doyle Lawson, to name a few. T.J. Christian has quite the song here called I Don't Care Where You Dig That Hole. And after you hear this song, you know he's 100% right. Writers on this one are Ken Holloway, John Ratch, and Alan Koppelberger. So friends, here's Naomi Bristow, followed by T.J. Christian.
Cherish the old rugged cross. I was sitting in my den watching CNN when I heard a knock on my front door. It was a tall, thin man selling lots of land from a place called Peaceful Shores. He said the grass is green and the sky so blue. There's a warm breeze blowing across the mountain view. And for a nominal fee, I can guarantee a final resting place for you. And I said, I don't care where you dig that hole, 'cause it's never gonna see my soul. The very moment that I leave this place, I'll be meeting Jesus face to face. You see, I've been saved from that grave, so I'll tell you, friend, come that day. It doesn't matter if you dig it in the sun or the shade, 'cause it's a place I'll never leave. He said, now friend, be real, this is quite a deal. Think about your family. They could stop by any time they like and visit you beside an old oak tree. Now don't you think it would be nice to know everything's been taken care of on the day you go? An easy payment plan and you can have this land. All you got to do is sign this note. And I said, no, I don't care where you dig that hole, 'cause it's never gonna see my soul. The very moment that I leave this place, I'll be meeting Jesus face to face. And I've been saved from that grave, so I'll tell you, friend, come that day. It doesn't matter if you dig it in the sun or the shade, 'cause it's a place I'll never leave. By the time they put my body down in the ground, I'll be singing with the angels wearing a brand new crown. Brand new crown. Oh, what a lovely sound. Listen to me now. I don't care where you dig that hole, 'cause it's never gonna see my soul. The very moment that I leave this place, I'll be meeting Jesus face to face. And I've been saved from that grave, so I'll tell you, friend, come that day. It doesn't matter if you dig it in the sun or the shade, 'cause it's a place I'll never leave. It doesn't matter if you dig it in the sun or the shade, 'cause it's a place I'll never leave. Yeah, go on, friend, just take it on down the road. I ain't gonna lay down here. I told you I done been saved from that grave. I ain't gonna lay down here.
T.J. Christian from Nashville, I don't care where you dig that hole. And friends, I gotta tell you, listening to that song, I was grinning from ear to ear all the way through it. And that was Naomi Bristow from Beaton, Ontario, with some help from Vince Gill on the Old Rugged Cross. Ray Price has the next song, and it's going out to Audrey Eisner and my DJ buddy, Johnny Woodlock. Ray Price is their favorite singer, and I expect they'll both enjoy Don't Wait for Sunday to Pray from Ray's 1974 album, This Time Lord. And then it's multi-award-winning Canadian fiddle champion Scott Woods from his Sunday String CD. This one's called I've Got the Joy. And Scott's fiddle playing sure seems to make the words pop right out at you, even though it's an instrumental. And to do that is a talent in itself. Friends, here's Ray Price.
Don't wait for Sunday to pray. Oh, don't wait for Sunday to pray. every day. Faith is the key to life's mystery, and he will show the way. Remember how loving is he, the master of our destiny. Keep love in your heart each and every day, but don't wait for Sunday to pray. His blessings are yours to receive, but only for those who believe. With love in your heart, you will never stray, and don't wait for Sunday to pray. And don't wait for Sunday to pray.
Friends, a big thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day. And a special thanks goes out to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Archived Gospel Trail shows are available. Go to the CFTA home website page, look for archives, click on it, and you're there. And we offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at pantramarfm.ca. And we are the station that put the word radio back into radio. CFTA 107.9. Thank you. What a great toe-tapping song there by Scott Woods from Fergus, Ontario. I've got the joy, joy, joy down in my heart. George W. Cook from Yorkshire, England, wrote that one. Born in England in 1884, he died in Jamestown, New York in 1951. I've Got the Joy was copyrighted in 1926. One of the great country crooners there, Ray Price, with Don't Wait for Sunday to Pray. Pat Boone and his daughter Debbie recorded Hank Williams's Help Me Understand in 1973, released on a 45 on the Lamb and Lion label. They do a great job on it, and to round out these two songs is the legendary Stanley Brothers, Carter and Ralph, along with the Clinch Mountain Boys with Daniel Praed. This is from their 1959 King Records album, Hymns and Sacred Songs. Friends, here's Pat and Debbie Boone with a song that came from the pen of Hank Williams, Help Me Understand.
A little girl prayed at the close of the day, 'cause her daddy had gone far away. On her little face was a look of despair. I stood there and listened, and I heard this prayer.
My mama says daddy has brought us to shame, and I'll never no more to mention his name. Lord, take me and lead me and hold to my hand. Oh, Heavenly Father, help me.
You know, friends, I wonder how many homes are broken tonight and just how many tears are shed because of some little word of anger that never should have been said. I'd like to tell you a story of a family that I once knew. We'll call them Mary and William and their little daughter, Sue. Mary was just a plain mother. Bill was the usual dad. And they had their little family quarrels like everybody else, but neither one really got mad. But then one day, something happened. Oh, it was nothing, of course. But one word led to another, and the last word led to divorce. Now here were two grown-up people. They failed to use common sense, and they strengthened their own selfish pride at little Sue's expense. You know, she didn't ask to be brought into this world, to drift from pillar to post. But a divorce seldom stops to consider the ones that'll hurt the most. Oh, there'd be so much more honest loving in this wicked old world today if just a few parted parents could just hear little Sue say,
take me and lead me and hold to my hand. Oh, Heavenly Father, help me understand.
I heard about a man one day who wasted not his time away. He prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning.
They cast him in that brought him safely out. Oh, Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning,
noon and night.
Oh, Daniel said, living God, sir, God here upon
here
this
he
earth.
Tried and prayed to God.
He prayed to God every morning,
noon and night.
He cared not for the degree, but trusted God in secret.
Daniel prayed.
Oh, Daniel prayed every morning.
And just a great recording there by the Stanley Brothers. Daniel Prayed was written by George Thomas Spear of the Southern Gospel group, the Spear Family. It was first recorded in 1946 by the Bales Brothers. And that was Pat Boone and his daughter Debbie with a nice version of a Hank Williams song, Help Me Understand. And friends, it's my turn next with one I wrote, His Love is Free. I wrote this song from a true life experience, and it's the very first song I recorded with Dr. Ray Legere back in 1994. And then it's Ross Clough, born and raised near Verona, Ontario, with Sing a Happy Song from his Bluegrass Gospel CD, Favorites from the Past. Another song going out to Ross's friend, Johnny Woodlock in Cornwall, Ontario. And friends, it's been 8 years since I played this one. I wrote it. It's called His Love is Free.
You ask me, how much will it cost? You wonder why he died at the cross. I'll tell you, my friend, to save you from sin. Don't you know that he loved you right to the final end? His love for you, it's free. He died at Calvary. How great it can be in God's family. You tell me that you cannot see. Have you searched for the man from Galilee? I'll tell you again, turn away from your sin. Take the love he has to offer. Give your heart to only him.
His love for you, it's free.
He died at Calvary.
How great it can be in God's family.
Your money and your deeds are in vain. Come and join in the Savior's holy name. I'll tell you again, be a pilgrim, my friend, for we are on a journey that leads the way to Him. at Calvary. How great it can be in God's family. Yes, the love for you, it's free from God's family.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Let me know what you'd like to hear. Email requests.cfta@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. Special thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. And the George Longard Country Music Hour follows the Gospel Trail. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties. And friends, you can pick us up on any listening device right here, folks, at tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
I leave this old world for a better home someday, and the flowers I place for my body need the clay. Don't grieve and don't cry, for we'll meet another time. Sing a happy song for friends I leave behind, for they don't sing sad songs in heaven. Oh, don't sing a sad song for me. Remember when I said, as a journey on my way, and we'll sing a happy song in heaven some sweet day. When I reach my journey's end, where the path of life has gone, come on.
Ross Clough with Sing a Happy Song, and he now lives in Kingston, Ontario. And friends, you've heard me mention DJ Johnny Woodlock a couple times today. He has a great three-hour program called the Wayback Country Jamboree over CFRC 101.9, Kingston, Ontario. And Johnny plays the great country and bluegrass music from the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. He also specializes in interviewing stars from the past. Check him out at CFRC 101.9, Kingston, Ontario. TJ Christian is up again, this time with one titled, He's Already Made It. In 2009, TJ recorded his first country gospel album, spawning 4 number one singles and a video, This Is Where Jesus Would Go. Check him out on YouTube. It's TJ, just the letter T, and J is spelled J-A-E, Christian as it sounds, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. He's received numerous awards from the European Music Marketplace, and I'm proud to present this very seasoned artist. The pioneers from Elmsdale, Nova Scotia, will follow TJ Christian with a Jeremiah Rankin song, Tell It to Jesus, and this is from their vinyl album, Diamonds in the Rough. Rankin lived in Vermont from 1824 to 1904. And once again, friends, here's TJ Christian.
Thank you.
Over in the corner, his old guitar stands alone. An old faded piece of paper displays his favorite song. As a woman touched his heart, his fingers touched the strings. He wrote her the perfect love song of a guitar picker's dream. People came from miles around just to hear him play. He could have made the big time, that's what they'd always say. But he'd rather watch his son play baseball and hear his daughter sing than awards hanging on the wall and the fame they would bring. He's already made it when he looks in his children's eyes. He's already made it when his woman holds him tight. He knew fame and fortune would never be. He's already made it,
already made it,
'cause he found love. The years passed by so quickly, now he's barely hanging on. The doctors calling the family said he's almost gone. With his children by his side, his wife gently holds his hand. His daughter sings him Amazing Grace as he fades to the promised land. He's already made it when he looks in his children's eyes. He's already made it when his woman holds him tight. He knew fame and fortune would never be enough. He's already made it, 'cause he found love. With his faith, family, and friends, that was more than enough. He knew he had made it when he found love.
Have you sinned that two men's eyes are hidden?
Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You have no other such us alone. For Christ's coming kingdom are you sighing? Tell it to Jesus alone. Tell it to Jesus, tell it to Jesus. He is a friend that's well known. You have no other such friend or brother. Tell it to Jesus alone. You have no other such friend or brother.
Tell it to Jesus, the Pioneers from Elmsdale, Nova Scotia. The Pioneers are Bruce Beeler on piano accordion, his daughter Doris Eisner on upright bass, Doris's daughter Stephanie Eisner on guitar and vocals, and Doris's son Bruce Eisner on banjo, dobro, and vocals. Their only import is Brenda Ryan of Stellarton, Nova Scotia on guitar and vocals. And part of the Pioneers' distinct sound can be attributed to the piano accordion backing by Bruce Beeler. T.J. Christian from Nashville with He's Already Made It. Marion Canning made several gospel albums. We're Almost Home is from 1988. And I think she's from Newfoundland. She made her recordings with Paul Evans of Ambassador Records out of Oshawa, Ontario.
Gather up your weapons, rally to the captain, encourage the weakened to be strong. 'Cause the millions now are coming, I believe I hear them humming the melody to life's final battle song. We're almost home. There's a brand new dawn breaking for the heart that's been aching so long. Very soon the sun will rise and dry the tears from their eyes. From the battle scar I hear the cry, we're almost home.
Breaking for the heart that's been aching.
Marion Canning, We're Almost Home. That's the title of her 1988 gospel album. And friends, I hope you enjoyed this hour of gospel music. I always try my best to mix it up and include a good variety of gospel, plus add some side information on the artist and songs. I'm looking for a good copy of the Singing Post Family's 1973 gospel album, The Family Bible. If you can help, give me a call at 902-243-3102. And from 1969 to 1976, they released 6 vinyl albums. Old Time Religion is performed by Dad, Norman Post, and his children, Joanne, Debbie, and Ken. Old Time Religion dates back to 1873, but it may go back further to that of English folk origins. Friends, stay healthy, look after yourself, God bless you all, and until next time, here's the Singing Post family from Prince Edward County, Ontario.
In the books of heaven, an old account was standing, all sins yet unforgiven. My name was at the top, and many things below, but I went unto the keeper and I settled it long ago, long ago.
Down on my knees,
long ago.
I thank the Lord, yes, the old account was settled long ago.
And the record clears the day, he washed my sins away.
Daniel tells about 3 men who walked with God, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, before the wicked kings they stood. And the king commanded them bound and thrown into the fiery furnace that day. But the fire was so hot that the men were slain who forced them on their way. Now when the 3 were cast in, and the king rose up to witness this awful fate, he began to tremble at what he saw and astonished words he spake. Did we not cast 3 men bound into that rim of fire? Well, lo, I see 4 men unhurt, unbound, walking down there. Why, the Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, in the fiery coals they trod. And the form of the 4th man that I see is like the Son of God. They wouldn't bow.
They held unto the will of God, so we are told.
They wouldn't bow.
They would not bow their knees to idle men of gold.
They wouldn't bow.
They were protected by the 4th man in fire.
They wouldn't
bend. They wouldn't bow. They wouldn't bow.
Friends, it's been a pleasure, and thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you haven't heard in some time. I'm Peter Trenum, and it looks like that old clock has caught us, So if the good Lord's willing, we'll be with you before long. Friends, look after yourselves. Stay safe. God bless you all. And until next time.